Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you enjoyed the weekend and are excited to join us again in the Bible at Genesis chapter 14. It is wartime. A great battle is about to commence between four kings that come from the north, really the northeast, and five kings that come from the south. Genesis chapter 14 captures the first war in the Bible, but it is only the first of many. And the reason we are spending time with it is because the outcome affects Abram and his nephew Lot. And we will get to them, but first we are asking who, where, why, and what questions. Last week we dealt with the who question, answering who are these nine kings and who were the peoples the four kings coming out of the northeast attacked and defeated on their way to the battle in the valley of Siddim. I will not repeat those insights, but remember, you can get the God Is podcast easily from godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. So get caught up if you were not with us last week. GodIsMinistry.org. Before we move on from our who question to our where question, I want to spend some time wrestling with how credible is the Bible in reporting to us Genesis chapter 14. I will say more about that in a minute, but first I have an announcement about a map that I would like to get into your hands, or at least onto your phone, tablet, or computer, before we answer our where question. This map does a very good and clear job of showing where the locations are that we have been discussing. I probably should have mentioned this sooner, but alas, I did not get my hands on this until recently. If you would like this in preparation for answering the upcoming where question, I can easily send you a PDF attachment of it, or the link to where you can download it online. Just send me an email to mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K, mark@godisministry.org, and ask for the map. Simply that, just say the map. If you want a printed copy, you can always write to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And when we get to it, we will try and post this to the God Is podcast on Facebook and Instagram as well. This one map will be a tremendous resource to you, talking locations in Genesis 14, as we will ask and answer where did the battles take place and where was Abram during an epic overthrow his 318 men performed against the armies of the north later in Genesis chapter 14. All right, you get it. If you want a good, colorful map of Genesis 14, write to me, and why delay? Do this today. mark@godisministry.org. And God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. For now, between our who and where questions, I would like to insert a discussion on the credibility of Genesis 14. How credible is this story of the First World War that we are reading? Put another way, can we have confidence in the biblical record of these kings and the geopolitical landscape that is described in this chapter of the Genesis? Critics of the scripture will tell us we should have no confidence. Here are direct quotes from two such persons who also purport to be Bible scholars. The first says, quote, "This Genesis 14 story is almost monotonous in its detail of names and places, none of which can be verified by outside biblical sources." That makes scholars nervous. It raises many unnerving questions about the historicity of the whole chapter, like maybe it isn't really true after all. And keep this in mind. This person is suggesting that no sources outside of Scripture confirm what is said within the Scripture. Remember this critic. And the following is what Ronald Hendel has said, quoting again, "The current consensus is that there is little or no historical memory of pre-Israelite events or circumstances in Genesis." And Hendel is, listen to this, a professor of Hebrew Bible and Jewish studies at Berkeley, the University of California, in obviously California. He has written and contributed to a number of books and articles on the Hebrew Bible. And this is what he says? You know, it really is no wonder that people get so confused over what is true and what is false concerning the Bible. A person innocently interested in the book of Genesis drops into a bookstore and sees a readable resource by a so-called scholar on the Jewish text, and the patron assumes, this must be good, buys it and reads it, only to find out an entire chapter in Genesis is fictitious? People might think they're getting a credible resource on the Bible, but instead get quote-unquote scholarship that only undermines the holy, inspired Word of God. Contrary to what Hendel and others say, everything in Genesis, including this 14th chapter, is historically accurate and, listen, can be verified by extra-biblical sources or sources outside of the Bible. So we are going to answer these skeptics. And the reason we do so here is because I want to show you how ancient written records and the geopolitics at the time of Abraham affirm what the Bible says in Genesis 14. We will call upon some historians to help us with this. And off the top, I want to thank my professor, a mentor and a faithful listener and prayer supporter to God Is, Dr. Scott Carroll, for his immense help to me in understanding the context of the ancient Near Eastern world at the time of Abraham and beyond. So a tip of my hat to you here, Doc. With that as an introduction, let's start with ancient written records. And by this I mean the earliest writing in the world, what is called cuneiform. This is a Latin word that means wedged-shaped letters, and cuneiform appears around 1,500 years before Abraham. Over 2 million, that's right, 2 million of these clay tablets survive from the ancient world, and tens of thousands relate directly to Abraham's context. One such discovery are what is called the Ebla tablets. Ebla, E-B-L-A, tablets, date squarely to the patriarchal period in which Abraham, as the patriarch, lived. What these cuneiform tablets do is to verify people and place names, cultural practices, cultic, and historical information. The Ebla tablets provide sources contemporaneous to Genesis 14 and show the events therein as fitting the known cuneiform records. So let's talk about the Ebla tablets and what is recorded in them that verifies what is written in Genesis. To start, it will be helpful to know what Ebla refers to, and that is a place, a location where the tablets were discovered. Ancient Ebla is located very near the modern-day city of Aleppo in the northern part of the country of Syria. You might remember the name Aleppo, where major battles took place in the Syrian Civil War, 2012 to 2016. Well, not far from Aleppo is the location of ancient Ebla. In 1968, so not that long ago, just 1968, a professor from Rome University and his team were digging around there, and in the excavations they came upon a statue dedicated to the goddess Ishtar. And that statue bore the name of a king of Ebla. Ibit Lim was his name. This was found in a mound, 50 feet high, where the archaeologists knew to look based on clues found in Sumerian, Akkadian, and Egyptian texts that had been previously discovered. Now, being an archaeologist includes being a detective. It's a very cool job, piecing together fragments of ancient history. And there, at Ebla, the Italian archaeologists found as many as 1,800 complete clay tablets, 4,700 fragments, and many thousand chips found in what was the palace archives. And remember, on these tablets was the cuneiform script. Personal names are included, as are geographical place names, even lists of fish, birds, and other animals, along with lists of various professions and names of government officials. And these tablets date to, yes, the exact time of Abraham. And what does the writing on these tablets say about Genesis chapter 14? Well, for that, come on back tomorrow and I will tell you. I will also include some other intriguing facts about this discovery. And we are interested in the Ebla tablets because they are a rich source outside of the Bible that gives us compelling reasons to believe in the credibility of Genesis 14. What the skeptics have said is false. And of course, the Word of God is true. So join us tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.